We're going to start with the tour in Hey Zion, which deals with the shaila about which kind of basar, which kind of challah you're using. So the Torah says gedi. Gedi is lav davka, but it means kasher milk, and it means kasher meat. You have to have like these. You have to have a type of a meat that's kosher and a type of a milk that's kosher. So this is the Lashon HaTur, which we find in Sif Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch. Lashon. Ve'ein noheg ela b'tahira. We're meeting the Lashon HaTur, and then we'll look a little bit at the Beis Yosef, the Bach, and we'll be able to understand the Taz and the Shach who are discussing it. Ve'ein noheg ela b'tahira. Which means the min is a tar de gamin. It doesn't mean it's kosher. Meat could be an avela or a trefa, but the halacha is that it's, since it's a kosher type, that's enough for us. If you used pig's milk together with kosher, with cow's meat, with steer meat, or you use pig together with cow's milk, so the halacha is basa chaya v'oif, and also basa chaya v'oif, afilu b'cholof tahira, even basa chaya v'oif, if you use that's a deer, as a chaya, or an oaf, a chicken, together with milk, eino elami d'rabbanan, v'mutta b'bishol v'hanor, but somehow there's a din iser of achila, a basa b'chalav. So on chaya and oaf, we understand. Chaya together with milk, the chazal asid, atu basa b'chalav d'raisa, which is from a domesticated animal. Or oif b'chalav, according to the way we learn, although there was a discussion in the Gemara that oif may be d'raisa, but we hold that oif is only the rabbonin, and therefore, we say that this is there's an ezer basar b'cholov midrabbanan on basar oif together with milk. Now the question is, in the discussion, the two threw in together. He started off by talking about tahira with tameya and tameya with tahira, and he said that. Then he went into achayev an oif, and then he said it's all midrabbanan. So the question was the two placing and basa b'chalav dika iser on non-kosher meat that was cooked with kosher milk, or non-kosher milk that was cooked with kosher meat? Is the Torah putting an iser the rabbanan of basa b'chalav on that? So the classic question is, which we're going to discuss, how could you worry about an iser the rabbanan if you can't eat it? So the thing is that when something has basa b'chalav, it has dinim. There's certain dinim that are attached itself to it, and those dinim are relevant in certain situations, and that's what the Nosei Kelim, the Be'er Bach, and the Beis Yosef, and the Taz, and the Shach are trying to discuss what could possibly the Tur meant over here. Or, as some want to say, there was either words of errors, or it was misunderstood by a lot of people, but in reality, that the basa chaya and oif, that's the rabbanan, but the behemah taharu b'chalof tameya, the behemah taharu with chalof tameya, or vice versa, was never referring to an isa the rabbanan. It just meant that there's no din of basa b'chalof at all. And then the last words, the basa chaya v'oif is only the rabbanan when only on basa chaya v'oif. So those are the two ways to learn. Again, the Torah is learning. He mentions that he couples the two ideas together about behemah tameya with tahira and the chaya and oif with milk. He couples them together. Is that coupling correct, or is that a misunderstanding on our part? That there's no coupling at all. That only chaya and oif is yasad midrabbanan basa b'chalav. But there's no isa basa b'chalav drabbanan on something which is treif in intrinsically treif, which is pig's milk. Or did the Chazal also place on it, or possibly place on it? We'll see an iser drabbanan of basa b'chalav, even though you can't eat it anyway. But now that if it'll be basa b'chalav, new dinim will apply to it. Okay. So it's kedai at least to see the words of the Beis Yosef and of the Bach, at least part of it, because that you have to get that straight, or the Taz and the Shach look like gibberish. So the Beis Yosef starts, don't have the same page you have, so I'll have to find it. I believe it starts like this. Yeah. The Ein Noyeg Elevat Tahira could go Bossa Behema Tahira Becholov Tahira. You don't have this on the page. Ava Bossa Tahira Becholov Behema Temeya Mishnah Shom Daf Yukuf Yud Gimel. Mishnah Shom Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Bossa Behema Tahira Becholov Behema Temeya. Basa behemet temeya v'cholu behemet tahira mutter levashel u'mutter bahano. That's the Mishnah. You have? Did you catch you guys yet? Are you in there? Okay. U'basa ha'oif v'cholu pashut sham b'mishnah shalakuli yama mutter min atayru u'basa chayiv ha'oif basa chayiv pluksa the Rabbi Akiva the Rabbi Yaisi Haglili u'paisek rabbeinu ki Rabbi Akiva. The Omar Chaya V'Oif Eina Minatayra. That's how we feel as if that we hold it to the Rabbanan. The Kain cause of Harosh who does Harif. The Kain Pasuk Rambam in Hilchos Maichos Asuras. The Kain Pasuk Rashba the Taurus Abayis, and we say in the Gemara de Lekulei Alma Hainu Dafka Midoraisa, Aba Midrabbanan Asire. There's an Isa the Rabbanan. Again, An Chaya and Oif with milk is an Isa the Rabbanan. Because of Haramba Perakanizka, Shalom Asru Chachamim Elo Aba Achila, that they only made an Isra Achila on it, Avaloba Bishul Vahanoya. And that's very interesting because Lechaira, you should have and the same. Right. But I suppose in this particular thing, they wanted to make sure that people remember it's the Rabbonim. Because there's a lot of shawls are going to come up in the house, and they figured it's enough to be Geyser and Achila. Because your geyser achila, then you know you saved all your problems. Because the others are going to be more. No, it's unlikely that a person wouldn't recognize that this is chicken and this is milk, and they wouldn't recognize this is chaya. People will know these things. So since they know it, we're not so worried about bishul and hanor. Plus the fact that it's a lot of mix-ups, a lot of loss of money. So they made a cheshbon. A lot of times Chazal made unilateral moves when they answered everything completely. Gzeira ought to, because it's very, I mean, it's a very heavy thing. And if you look in all of Shulchan Aruch, you'll never find a topic like Basa B'chalav where they lopped on one Gzeira on another Gzeira on another Gzeira on another Gzeira. It just doesn't exist by any other dinim in the Torah where they just lopped on one Gzeira after another Gzeira. And still, when it came to this one, there really is not an Isra or Bishul in Hanor. We're going to say that you can't do some of these things because it might be Marisayan, but that's a separate set of halachos. But the pure din of Basa B'chalav, the Rabbanan, doesn't exist on these things.
Practically speaking, wouldn't it have made more sense maybe to say that Bishul is also us with Tanoa's Mutu? What's the point of being Mati Bishul?
It's not a question of the Mati Bishul. It was the other way. They didn't ask the Bishul.
Why didn't they ask the Bishul? Bishul is the, you say,
I'm trying to explain to you.
Bishul,
no question.
Might come to eat it.
Right.
That's
no,
what you should ask.
Yep. You can make a point. We're going to see a discussion in Mephoshim. But you could make a point that you should ask the Bishul and Hanor. Because obviously, as I just told you, we were worried about, let's say, for example, putting on a table milchiks and fleishiks. There's only, if you put on the table, then maybe you'll eat it. And then maybe you'll get then the hot things will touch. And I mean, you know, we lopped on one gazer after another gazer. The whole din d'oraisa is only when you do bishul derech bishul also tar. It would have been sufficient to say. I mean, who said you couldn't have a sandwich together of cheese and meat? That's all the rabbanon based on it. It's a gazer otus. But you can't even put on the table because you might come to eat it. They can't put on the table you're eating the milk of the flesh. There's an Easter the Rabbonin are putting on the table where you're eating flesh eggs to put milk on the table.
What? They should ask the official also. Leave the Hanami.
But they did what they did. We all try to understand it. Okay. V'lashon ben menol mechuvun, v'chalal din baza behemah b'tahara b'cholof behemah temeya, v'baza temeya b'cholof tahara, im din baza chaya v'oif. Why did he put together the shayla of Temeya with Tahira, and Tahira with Temeya, why did he put that together with Chai and Oif? When the Hidali Ian Shalom Gazru al Bishulam Bahanayosam Haim Shovim, maybe the halacha that they don't get an Isa Hana, that's true. There's no Bishul, Isa Bishul, no Isa Hana, Kedemashma mi Pashto de Masnisen, mi Divrei Rambam. Mi Komakom, Mashayach, the words, or Mashama, Eino Elami de Rabbonin, Lo Matzi Koi El Lachayev Oif. This is the base Yosef's kasha. How could you make an isa de rabbanan, a basa b'cholov, on something which is innately awesome midaraisa to eat? There's no purpose in eating on an isa de rabbanan. The ilu le basa b'tahira b'cholov temeya by. Basar tahira becholov temeya ubasar temeya becholov tahira lo ashkechan shasru chachamim ba'achil mishum basar becholov v'gam lo hayo lehem inyan lo asur midivrayim. We've never heard lo ashkechan, we never heard about it, and there's no reason for them to asur it. Achashek v'hayo asur v'hoimid min ha-tahira, the Torah asur it. Why should Chazal place an isa the rabbanan of achila on something which is with the Torah already prohibited, and we never found it anywhere in Svarim? Mishum basa tamei, or mishum cholov tamei. V'kach havalei lichsoiv. He should have written the following way. Aval basa tahira, becholov tamei, oi basa tamei, becholov tahira, mutar mebishul v'hanoa. And not mention the question about achila at all, because achila, they were also in by themselves. U'basa chayv yoyf, afila becholov tahira, mutar mebishul v'hanoa, v'yafi achila, eno elo asa elo midrabonin. So he, the Beis Yosef, feels that that's the way the halacha should read. And therefore, when he came to Shulchan Aruch, let's take a look quickly and see how he shtells the halacha in Sif Gimel. Because they all discuss this aspect too. Eina noyeg ela b'basa behema tahira b'cholav behema tahira. Ava basa tahira b'cholav temeya, or basa temeya b'cholav tahira mutarim b'bishul v'hanoa, exactly the way he tells the Torah should have written it. U'basa chay v'yof afila b'cholav tahira mutar b'bishul v'hanoa. The af v'achila eina wal asa el midrabbonin. So he says clearly the halacha exactly like he said it on the, in the base Yosef. This is mamish the makkah for the whole Indian, and it's beautiful, and it's very very simple. That's the basis of the base Yosef's kash, and he holds it as you have to like redact it or whatever, however you want to say. I mean, one of the noise kalim, the Prisha or the Drisha, it's the same thing, but the same author, but I think it's the Prisha. Let's take a look at it over here. He makes a change of the words. Is that where it is? So you have a different sheet than you. I'm not clear which one it is in. Is it the Prisha? In Hay? Oh, no, I'm sorry. No. Is it in... Is it Dalit or Hay? He makes a redaction in one of them. Which one is it? Hey. Okay, it's directly gross. Yeah, in Dalit. Basa tahara b'chol of Temeya, or basa Temeya b'chol of tahara, loy. Loy. Low means low. Low means that the din of basa b'chol doesn't apply to it. Mm-hmm. He adds in the word loy. So in other words, the Prisha is dealt with the same shaila. By the way, it's an interesting thing if you know about the history of the Prisha, the Drisha, and the Bach. I'm sorry, the Ramor, the Daki Moshe, and the Beis Yosef. It seems that that's what they say in history, that the Beis Yosef wrote his sefer. The Ramor was writing the Daki Moshe at one point, and he saw the sefer of the Beis Yosef, and he was frustrated because here the Beis Yosef had chopped him out. He had done all the work that the Darkei Moshe, the Ibn Moshe Islas, was working on. And he was Mamish Tabrach, and they say, for a certain number of days, until he looked through the whole work of the Beis Yosef. I didn't say it took him a few days, whatever it is. When he looked through the whole base, when he looked through the Beis Yosef, he realized that basically he wasn't working with his principles. He was possibly more of a Sfardim. He was working with the Ruff and the Rush and the Riff and the Rambam, best two out of three. He wasn't taking into account certain other considerations, and it wasn't necessarily, you know, reflecting the opinion of the Ashkenazim. At that point, he redid the Darkei Moshe, and you have the Darkei Moshe here, which is the short version. There's a Darkei Moshe Ha'oruch, that's the long version. It's not that he wrote the long version for people who were had more time, you know, like, you know, this is for Balabhata, and the other was for Kat. He wrote this because this is what he took down. He let the other stuff go because the Beis Yosef already took care of it, so this he zeroed on his contribution. At the same time, the Prisha Drisa, the same person, he discovered these works, and he was frustrated because he had been working on a Perish on the tour also. So until later on, he put together the Prisha and the Drisha out of it, which were areas that he felt were technical areas that he was resolving with the tour. My Rebbe Zatzal used to say that the Taz probably was a Gilgul of the tour because of the time and the effort he spent on it. But anyone who understands how Shulchan Aruch works, and I think this is probably the best example of it, is is Yerideya here. But you see the respect for the tour as the source of everything, that you can't go straight to Shulchan Aruch without having appreciation of what the tour did. It's not just a precursor, it's not just the historical aspect, it's the whole, you know, inner workings of the Shulchan Aruch is based upon the tour and how you approach it. No one had the chutzpah in those days to do something different. I mean, the Beis Yosef takes exactly the same simanim to make the Shulchan Aruch. Everything is the way the Tor laid it out. There's a tremendous respect for what the Tor, the Sefer, the Tor is. Today, of course, a lot of yeshiva like don't even understand what it is. I mean, they understand the Beis Yosef, but they don't appreciate what the Tor did. My Rebbe Zatzal said to us, I told you this before, but I don't know if I remember it, some of this came, that he said any shita that's brought in the tour, you know, if he brings a Rashba or a Rosh or whatever it is, you can be mitzvah for Sveik Sveika. Which means, because you always can't take everything for Sveik Sveika. It has to be somewhere there's a hush of a shita that was rejected. You can use that as a sniff for, as one of the Sveikas and Sveik Sveika. Allah may be like so and so, but we also have deference for this shita. So anything brought either in the Torah or the Shulchan Aruch could be utilized, could be called a sheet of one of the speakers for speaker. So I mean, you have to have that respect. Anyway, so we had a kasha with the base of the kasha. Prisha went ahead and made an actual change in the text. He felt you have to redact the text. Beis Yosef held off one step from that, and he basically said, this is how you have to learn it. Now, he may have meant that there's nothing wrong with the text, but people made the mistake in coupling it in their minds. Really, it was a pure, maybe a weak Lashon, but obviously he didn't mean what people are saying he meant, that he meant to say this, that he said the Rabbanim. That's how the Beis Yosef gets out of it. But the Bach doesn't like that, so let's look at the Bach.
If you look in the Lashon of the Torah, if you put the preacher's period in here, low and a period,
yeah,
it flows very well.
Of course.
Because the last phrase, Abasa 5-0, Eina Elma Divine, is coming to Lahatin, not last. So you put that
right. Yeah.
Apply that to the tool, but the Hamad Tameya, it becomes an issue.
It works beautifully, but the only thing is, it wasn't in the original text. You see, so we have to understand, to be somebody to play this game, you got to be in the level of these people. You're talking about the Prisha, who's comparable to the Beis Yosef and the Ramo, at least in terms of the Hashivas that we give him. But you can't go ahead and redact text just to make it fit to what you want. It could be that a word got lost. Or like I like to say, it was understood by the way that Tor wrote it, he felt he understood what he was meaning, and he meant this. Whenever you learn the Gemaras and they say, Chasuri Mirzer of Ahachi Katani, so some people want to say, a mistake. Listen, mistakes happen. So I want to say, and I heard others say the same thing, that Chesuri Mifzer of Ahachi Katani doesn't mean it's missing. It means in the way we understand it, it looks like it's missing. The Ahachi Katani, and this is the way you could put it to understand it the right way. But since it was a Baal Peh, They left out certain things in order to make it convenient. But they never thought you'd be so stupid as to make a mistake. But now since you made the mistake, so you're better off fixing it up in your own mind.
Clear. What?
So
that was very clear. That
right, right. Now, you'll try my approach, and I think it works most of the time. Sometimes you're going to hit a couple of cut-up sugars where you can't have, like where they really redacted it, it looks like very different. But normally it's an additional thing, because it's missing, and usually you're able to work. Yeah, you're able to usually use my approach. I can't tell you if it works all over. Okay, now let's do the Bach. Umasha Kosov, the Eina Noyeg Elabit Tahoira, Kosov, the Loshon Rabbeinu Eina Mechuvin, the Beis Yosef, he's talking about now. Kosov, the Beis Yosef writes, the Loshon Rabbeinu Eina Mechuvin. He has the problem with the Loshon Rabbeinu, right? The Klal Din Basa B'chol Behemet Tahoira B'chol of Tameya Basa Tameya B'chol of Tahoira. The Klal Din Basa B'chol of Tahoira B'chol of Tameya Basa Tameya B'chol of Tahoira Im Din Basa Chaya V'Oif B'chol of Tahoira. Why did you couple it? Why did you include it in this grouping? When the Hidu Shav Yom Haim, the Inyan, the Lo Gazru, Bayam Bishul, and Hano, the fact that they're similar in the fact that there's no Easter Bishul, there's no Easter Hano, but the very last words, Eino Elamid Rabbonin, you blow it. Mikoma Kom Mashakas of Eino Elamid Rabbonin, Lo Matzi Koi El Lechaye V'Oi V'Chol of Tahara, the Mutta Bachila, Menatara, V'Gazru Allah, V'Chila, Ababasa Tahara, what? Yisra Achila. Ababasa Tahotar, V'Chol of Temeya. Inami baza tamei b'chol of tahora kwa asa ba'achila menatayra. Well, it's rechul degzor alav. Now, this lefi aniz diyati the mechaven who. Now, that's what the Beis Yosef said. So the Beis Yosef holds ainu mechuvin, but the Bach held it is mechuvin, meaning that there was a reason to possibly include an iser of baza b'chol of. On Temeya with the Tahara, Torah with Temeya. Why? And now he's going to go through his reasons. Well, if he anis daiti, the mechuvin hu. He really did mean it. The Sviru Lil Rabbeinu, the tour held, the Kula Masnisen Besot Perakol Abasa Pluksa, the Tanakam of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Bidoraisihi, about Kulu Tanu. All these Tanoim, the three Tanoim mentioned in that Mishnah, Moidu Da'af B'Basa Temeya, the Chol of Temeya, Yisbei Mishum Isa B'Basa B'Chol of Midrabbanan. Now it doesn't say this anywhere, remember that. But he's saying that the whole discussion was about Chayinov, but everyone really holds that there is an Isa D'Rabbanan of B'Basa B'Chol of on Temeya with the Torah. The Yafapi Shekva Asuhu Menatayra. Everybody knows you can't eat Temeya. So what was the purpose of placing on it an Isa the Rabbanan of B'Basa B'Chol of? So we all know what Chaticha Atzman Aseis Nevela is. I hope you just walked in, you know, maybe you don't know. But Chaticha Atzman Aseis Nevela means that the whole thing becomes shtick is, everything becomes osir. You have a potato and it absorbs chelev. So there's 10 kazaisim of potato when there's one kazais of chelev. So you absorb the chelev into the potato. Does the entire potato become treif? Or is it just that the potato is carrying an iser of a kazayas of chelev? And so even though you can't eat the potato, it's pro-rate aser, which we call iser, we call it chaticha balua mi-iser. But if it becomes chaticha naseis nevela, chaticha atzma naseis nevela, it means that the entire potato, every drop of it, is the same as is called chelev. It's no longer a kazayis of chelev, but now you have 10 or 11 kazayis, however it works out in terms of the size, of, let's say, a solid treif now. That's chaticha atzma naseis nevela. So chaticha atzma naseis nevela works in the following manner. Chaticha atzma naseis nevela has to be with a chaticha. The Kaimalan Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Lomrinan Naseis Nevela Elu Basa B'Cholov. Rabbeinu Ephraim holds that only in Basar and Cholov can you have a Chaticha Atzma Naseis Nevela, which means that the entire essence of the potato will become chalev. Rabbein Ephraim says no. You only have 1/10 of the potato, 1/11, how do you figure the numbers, of the potato is chalev. But in basar and chalev, when basar absorbs chalev, the entire basar, every drop of it, is basar b'chalev. Because the basar was heter, and the chalev was heter, and when they mix, even the basar component is part of the iser now. So it's not like a invasion from a foreign iser. It itself is iser. That's chaticha atzma nases nevel in its pure form, and Rabbein Ephraim holds us the only time. So he said, and the Torah, by the way, passes like Rabbein Ephraim, as we'll learn later on in study base. But the Chanan, you don't say chaticha atzma nevel except by Basa B'chol. So Basa B'chol of we hold is we hold Basa B'chol of is real. And therefore, there would be a nafka mina if the tameya and the tahara. Because if the behemoth tameya absorbed cholov tahara, then every drop of it, that's a bad example. Let's say the other way around. If the kosher meat absorbed the pig's milk, now not only does it get a pro rata status, not only did the one, let's say the meat was, kosher meat was 10 kazaisim and it absorbed the kazayas of milk. So now you have, let's say, 11 zaisim, we'll assume it expanded, and have 11 zaisim of something that's usser, but it's only 1/11 usser. According to Rabbeinu Ephraim, that meat, even though it absorbed the pig's milk, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, that meat is only 1/11 usser, which means that if a drop of it falls into something else, we only consider the iser 1/11 of what fell in. That's pro rata. That's the halach of chaticha b'lumi iser. But if we call tameyah and tahara basa b'chalav, then we're saying that piece of kosher meat that absorbed the pig's milk is now chaticha naseis nevel, and every single drop of it is also completely from beginning to end. So that's a nafka min in halacha. That's one of the things that Rabach puts forth here. Inami is second teretz. Afilu l'Rabbeinu Tam, who doesn't hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim, that you say chanan dafka by basa b'chalav, but you say chanan by shari surim as well. And the reason we say Naseis Nevela by Shari Sum, which we paskin like, is because that's a gezeira otu basa b'cholov. Nafka mina le'inyin chaticha haruilis kabed. Chaticha haruilis kabed is a piece of meat, or anything, could be a piece of whatever it is, and it's a whole piece, and it's something that you would serve to an honored guest. Ruilis kabed, you would serve it to an honored guest. A quarter of a chicken, a steak, something else of that nature, which is a whole thing, one piece, that you would serve as a portion. So that chaticha haruilis kabed, the halacha is, afilu be'elef lo batel. It won't become batel nemei, no matter how much you have against it. Now that chaticha haruilis kabed has to be halachically something that is innately iser. It has to start out as iser. The pasuk Rambam perek yud vav mehalchos Michael's asuris, the af chaticha she'ena asura elami the rabbanon ena betela im hi ruilis kabed. We say that the iser could be the iser the rabbanon as long as chaticha haruilis kabed then afilu be'elef lo batel. The meat was tahor, and it was a steak, and it absorbed pig's milk. Inami gvina chashuva shekibla tami baser. Gavina chashuva, he means, I assume, a serious-sized cheese. Let's say, you know, you don't eat this stuff because you don't come from Switzerland and all those countries. They used to have baby goudas and all that stuff. People used to have a breakfast, even in Israel. It looked like a chunk of cheese. So a gavina chashuva shekibla tami basa tameya. So it absorbed from a basar tameya. So we have a solid, that's a chaticha haruilis kabed, something you would serve to an honored guest. In America, you wouldn't serve a piece of cheese. I'm going to tell you, America, you don't have this thing. Except, nobody eats a whole cheese of any sort. But in those countries, they used to eat a cheese. Like you eat a yogurt, they used to serve to somebody a cheese.
A whole
cheese. That's what he means by a gewina chashuva. Doesn't exist.
Not just good quality cheese.
Yeah, no. Remember one thing. Now, if you have a slice of cheese, none of us would call this a chatich or this kabet. First of all, nobody eats. Maybe Israeli people eat a lot of cheese, but no one eats a chunk of cheese in a certain size. It doesn't exist. You get slices of cheese. That's more than one. And therefore, since it's more than one, it's not called chatich or this kabet. French fries are not chatich or this kabet. Pastrami is not chatich or this kabet because you get slices of it. So it could be very important and very expensive, but it's not as the Franks, if there's more than one of them. So it's not called a chatich or this kabet. It has to be the size that the whole portion in and of and by and of itself, a portion of the main course. Okay, so therefore, if you had a chatich or this kabet, and the Iser was Behema Temeya, and it could also be Basa B'chol. Afilu Be'elef Eina Batil. Aval Im Loha Yoshem Isa Basa B'chol Midrabonin Loyan Rinan Bishari Surin Nasais Nevela. So if this is called Basa B'chol, then the entire thing becomes Aser. And if it's not called Basa B'chol, then even though it's a chetich or this kabet, it's not going to be a problem of chetich or this kabet. Why? Chetich or this kabet means the iser is ra'ui this kabet, not that the ra'ui this kabet is boilei an iser. So if you have a steak that absorbs chelev, that's not called a chetich or this kabet. It is a chetich or this kabet, but the iser chetich or this kabet afilu be'elef lo batum does not exist. That din is out the window. Chatich or this kabed that is a filo be'elef lo batel has to be that the thing itself, the chatich or this kabed, is also aser. So in the case of basa b'chol, we make an exception because we just said before, with like Rabbeinu Ephraim explained, that the baser is the guf ha'iser. The basar is heter first, and the cholov is heter first. But when they mix, the basar b'cholov, the basar becomes kulo iser. So that qualifies for chatich or this kabet as well. Had the meat been a chatich or this kabet, it's also chatich or this kabet. Which, by the way, is a nafkamina for us also. This you can have basar b'cholov without being chatich or this kabet. And you can have a chatich or this kabet, it's a whole separate set of dinim. Basar b'cholov doesn't have a din of a filo be'elef lo batel. Chatich or this kabet has a din of chatich lo batel. So, for example, if this piece of meat becomes basa b'chalav, it'll be batel b'rayv. But if it's chatich or this kabet, a filo be'elef lo batel. So, that's a separate issue. So, the point is, with chatich or this kabet, that basa and chalav will qualify chatich or this kabet, even though they were het originally. Because they're going to be the gufa iser, that's called chatich or this kabet. Okay. V'chein ein lo din chatich or this kabet miyacha she'ein isur machmas atzmo. Well, that's what he's just talking about here. El machmas shekibla tami iser uma sheshina harav l'shono b'shulchan aruch. Now he's talking about the Beis Yosef because the Beis Yosef changed the wording of the tour to answer up his problem. He changed it in shulchan aruch. Lefi daito. He did it according to his logic and on his understanding of the Torah, who he felt made a mistake. In other words, in essence, the Bach is saying that the Beis Yosef never dealt with the problem. The problem is you could make a Chanan, you could make a Basa B'chol of Midrabanan on this. It could possibly be that is what the Torah meant. And the Beis Yosef never addressed it because he thought that the child doesn't exist. The Logos Re'isa Basa B'chol of Abasa. What? No, the Beis Yosef doesn't address it. The Beis Yosef feels, forget that, because he holds it, doesn't even start. But the Ptur addressed it, and maybe he holds it is Asabah, and it could be such a thing as a possible call. The Daka could be, that's what the Ptur really means. That's what the Bach is trying to say. Maybe we don't pass it that way, we do, but it doesn't make a difference. The point is the Ptur could have thought that way. And I told you, we have to deal with the tour. And the Beis Yosef is skirting the issue. Well, that's the way the Bach is learning it up here. Of course, they all attacked this Bach. Where is it here again? In other words, he avoided the whole issue, and then Nochon. He disagrees with the Beis Yosef's shot in the tour, he disagrees with the Psak Pistamal too, and that's the end of this. Okay?
What does the Bach do with the Tud Lashon? Eino Elam Adrabon.
He's saying it exists. And he said
the
Rabbonin on.
It's also a Bosom Chol.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. You know, it's a rough lotion. I agree with you. But the Bach hold,
take care of that inner element as well.
But the Bach hold, there is a Nafgamina here, and that's what he could mean. He could mean that. Okay, we'll go into the Shulchan Aruch. You'll thank me for that when you learn the Taz and Shach. Okay, we'll start from the Taz, even though we did it last time, part of it. We'll start from the top again. Sif, cut and base in the Taz. Turezo. Mutarim bebishul v'hano, b'tur chosok avabasa tahoira b'cholav t'meya, v'yivcha ubasa chaya, eino ele midarabon, and umutu bebishul, hiksha beis yosef, es dat kasha, de'im min echod tamei, ha'asa ba'achila midaraisa. If you're starting out with one of them being also to start with, v'lama lohu l'migzar alava yisu basa b'cholav l'achila, u'bedrisha, Umarichamizal means the Taz, means the Bach, because the Taz is the son-in-law. He always argues with his father-in-law. Umarichamizal mitartzim the yesh nafkamina the gezerazu. There would be a reason to make the gezerah. Whether there is or isn't isn't the issue, but there would have been a reason to make such a gezerah. The lahava bo boy din chaticha atzmanaseis nevela. That's the first answer. The sviro leila rabbeinu Ephraim. And Simon Sadi Beis, the Lo Yarminan came. That Rabbeinu Ephraim says, we all don't say Chanan Chaticha Natzein Zavela, Ela Babasa B'chala. Means to say a potato absorbs Chelev. You don't say Chaticha Natzein Zavela. You do prorata. If it's Basa B'chala, then you do say Chaticha Natzein Zavela, and every single drop of the Basar and every single drop of the milk is treif. So his father-in-law already passed away, and he says Lodaku Rabbanan Bezek, they weren't careful in their study of the issue. Kvodam Bimkom Amunach, the covet should remain after their death. The Ha Iker Hatam L'Rabbeinu Ephraim Demachmi BeBosa B'Cholov Hu Mitam Shekol Echa Bifnei Atzma Mutav Rak BeTaruvus. But Tarubas Asurim, the Nasem Guf Echot. He said, you misunderstood. Rabbeinu Ephraim says, why Vaishari Surim is there no Chanan? Because you're starting out with Asur already. We're starting out with one of them being Iser. The whole reason for Rabbeinu Ephraim to say by Basa B'Cholov that there is a din of Chanan is because of the special quality of Basa B'Cholov, that both of them were heter. Vis-a-vis each other, they were antagonists. But they were both heter. Now when they form what we call Basa B'Cholov, they now are the Guf HaIser. They're not invaded by an outside force. They themselves created the Basa B'Cholov. So therefore, the Basa is a chelik of the Yisr. That's why you say that both were heter, and now they become Yisr. V'nasem guf echad, k'moshe revi beis yosef b'shem ha'taisvus. And that doesn't exist, says the Taz, in the case of Basa Temeya with Cholov Taharu, or Taharu with Temeya. You can't say that because you're already starting out with one side being Asa. So therefore, Rabbeinu Ephraim would say in such a case, this is not possible, this is not the Chanan. So therefore, the whole Yisoid of Chanan goes out the window. That's the Taz's way of learning. And the Nekudas HaKesef argues a little bit with it, but it's more important just to gachap the Sfaris here, the Taz. The Ein Lomar, Ein Letaritz, the Rabbanan Gozru Bazel Lomar Chaticha Atzman, Aseis Nevela, Otu Bosa Bechal of the Raisa. So you don't, now you, logically we might have said that, but he says we can't say that they, even though Rabbeinu Ephraim really wouldn't work in this case, but you place on it a Bosa Bechal of Hanan, because you shouldn't make a mistake and think that you don't say Hanan by Basa B'chalav. In other words, it's true, you won't work for Rabbeinu Ephraim over here. It's true, Rabbeinu Ephraim's Svara won't work over here. But since Rabbeinu Ephraim said this Svara, and he said it by Basa B'chalav, so since this is also a Basa and a Chalav, so let's give it a din of Basa B'chalav L'drabonin. And we, not that we're using Rabbeinu Ephraim's Svara, but we're protecting Rabbeinu Ephraim's Svara because we're saying that in a Basa B'chalav, you have to have a Hanan. So even if it doesn't fit Rabbeinu Ephraim's definition and his reason to make a Hanan, let's at least give it the din so you won't make a mistake. We don't say that. Diim Kain, Gama Bishol V'Hanoha Yolehem Ligzor. That's the question that you asked. So he doesn't give you, he doesn't answer. What?
I only asked one bishop.
Okay, but nobody, but he asked more than you. But he didn't answer this question in saying anything else. He just says it's given. They didn't make a bishul hananah on it, and that teaches us that we can't make an iser of a chila on it. Kaven she iser of a chila yesh balav hachi min haTorah. There would be no reason for them to even place in the Hanan on it. Basically, you're starting out intrinsically with an Isur D'oraisa to eat it. V'heim yichmiru ala taruvas. Hachinami havali lahachmir bezeh. Umidvarim elu hukshu gam mashukasav od mori chamizazav. Another problem with my father-in-law's Torah. What was that? He says, the yesh nafkamin l'chatichu l'skabed. He said, well, you have a chatichu l'skabed issue here. Let it become chatichu l'skabed. The basar and the chalav, since the basar, let's say, is kosher, and it absorbs the chalav, so it's a chatichu l'skabed of food that you eat, let's say, to a guest, let's say, a steak, and it absorbs chalav, so let it be called basar b'chalav, slagabi d'alacha, that afilu be'elif lo batal. That could be a nafkamina midarabonin.
The chatichu
l'skabed is a din d'raisa, we paskin. There's a machlekes on this. I believe it's the Ravid who holds that it's a deraisa. The Shach brings him down. Let me just go quickly and tell you who it was. I think it's the Ravid. But we don't hold that way. We hold it. Chaticha of the Skabed. Well, they didn't Rabbanan for sure, but the I don't see that. I'm sorry, I had thought I don't see any. I don't see the evidence is discussed over here. But we consider it the Rabbanan. All these devarim chashuvim that I feel about elaf lo bato, we consider all of them to be the Rabbanans. Okay, so. So now you're asking me if it's so it says the Rabbanan. Therefore what?
No,
we do say a double the Rabbanan. We say Chatichu l'skabed even works on the Rabbanan. But Moshe, we're holding Hey Zion Sif Gimel in Taz base. So in other words, let's go back. So these are the Rabbanan on Chatichu l'skabed, even though the Iser is Iser the Rabbanan. And the Chatichu l'skabed is only the Rabbanan. Why is that? Because that's what it means to create a Rabbanan. It was an across-the-board Rabbanan. It wasn't that it was Chatichu l'skabed is not a Gzeirah Rabbanan on an Easter Rabbanan. Chatichu l'skabed is a Gzeirah Rabbanan on Isurim. And Isurim, we don't make a chiluk between the Rabbanan and the Raisa. It's not that we picked, like Basa B'chol, we said there's the Rabbanans on the Rabbanans. Gezeira on Gezeira. Gemara says, you know, Kulichad Gezeira, he just talks about the Kulichad Gezeira, but even without that, there, whatever reason, they did it. But here, it's not that the Chatichu l'skabed is a Gezeira on the Rabbanan, it's a Gezeira on the whole concept of Isur. What was the reason for it? The double chashuv. I always give the example about why there were double dvarim chashuvim. You know, it's just to give the chashivas to the dvar. I mean, I remember at least we've asked Victor Miller, why does it say in the Kiddush Levana three times, Shalom Aleichem, and so kind of all these things, it says three times. He says three times, you know, it's important. At least you'll have some kavana for it. And, you know, I used to say, the dvar, I used to say also the question is, how come the Chazal instituted that you have to go back and you forgot Mashiach Gashem, and that they have the Rachmanis on us? Don't they have any Rachmanis on us? If you forgot Yellow, you have to go back. So taking a Shem Shemayim Levatola, why are they messing us up? Forget. They're trying to teach us the Chashivas Hadava. If we say, Nishka Feilach, how many people forget Al Anisim? You know, you don't have to go. Mariv, first night, Yalev, Yav, and both nights. But at Rosh Chodesh at night, I would say a very nice percentage of people forget Yalev, Yav. You know why? They know the din, that you don't have to go back. So then they go, okay, so Yalev, Yav, you know, and a good proper. But it's not as ingrained. When a person knows, you could blow the whole Shemon Esrei without those few words, Mashiva Ruach Menoshim, four words, Mashiva Ruach Menoshim. So now he's attuned to it. He's thinking before, did I say? Didn't I say? After he's thinking, did I say? Very often he fools himself, thinks he didn't say, did say. But the point is, at least he's addressing the issue. So he's thinking, Mashiva Ruach Menoshim, he's thinking what's happening at this time of the year. After davening, people go through, they don't even know what they daven. But at least this man knows, I got to say, Mashiva Ruach Menoshim. He's walking out. Did you say it? Did I say it? He's thinking about it. They had the biggest Rachmanis on us. So when they made the gezeivus, the same thing too. They were trying to do it. So that they made it, say chatichas avafil of labat. Why did they? It wasn't that this became baser b'chol. It wasn't really inherently baser b'chol. It was bolei and iser anyway from the other side. Vad kol mash zakhanu ein makom lamad shrabon un gozu shehe iser achilas bosa bechol of the min echot tame the lamatzinu ze begamara velo bepeskim klau. We don't see anywhere with this idea that the Bach wants to promote and the Drisha and Prisha want to promote that there is an iser the rabbonin of bosa bechol by Easter with Heter, that is not found anywhere. El Babasa Oif Lechud. The only place we find a gzeira was by Basa Oif, as Yesh Pluksa, the Adarab of Mas Nisan Tanan, Behemet Temeya Mutter, the Bishol Bahano, the Pirish Rashi, Avalachila Lohizka. It doesn't say in the Chazal, it doesn't say Achila. The Mutter, Kevin Shyesh Isa Machmas Tuma. Shmamina, the Balav Tuma, Ein Shum Shaychas Isa Bezer. There's no Basa Bechalov on the topic, except for the fact, there's no Isa, except for the original Isa, but no Basa Bechalov Dika Isa. So it's a riot from Rashi, Nisht like the Bach. The Imlo Kein, Hayol Mas Nisan Lahazkiro. It should have been said beferish in the Mishnah. In other words, if you go back to the Mishnah, we're not going to go do it now, but he's learning the Taz, forget from his Shver. Shver wants to say, is a raya from that Mishnah, that the discussing by Yoif the Rabbanan, and this and that, so therefore it could be the Rabbanan on this as well. So by Chayanov, there's a Shail over there, so it could be also here as well. There could be a Bas B'chol the Shail on Heter and Iser. But the Taz is saying Fakert. From Rashi it's Mashma, that the only Shaila was by Oif over there, but not by Sharis, not by Tamei with the Hira. Ela Poshut, the Min Echad Tamei, Havik Sharis Sun Mamish. And that's the way he ends it off here. Ela Baru, the Masha Kasav. Hatur she'eino elami that rabbanan lo kai rak abasa ba'oif the lo kalal basa tamei or chalav tamei imo rak le'inyan she'yehei muta b'hanah u'bishul. So therefore, it was just to include that there's no Isa hanah and there's no Isa bishul, but that particular part that there's an Isa the rabbanan abasa b'chalav, that was exclusive to oif and chayim. So So the Shulchan Aruch did right to leave out those words. Usual way he deals with it, right? Cut and dry with the fima shenimso b'shem rashau shegiya b'tur tevas loy. He added in the word loy. Koydem ubasa chayev oif. That's what we just showed you. The bishul here. Asi shapi tvei the ein kavana satur rak lehashmienu sheyesh sham het the bishul v'hano. Okay, so that's all. That's Pashit, and that's it. Now, the Shach has a different way to go with it. A lot of it repetitious to us, but it's Kedai to see it. We're going to try to go through everything we can. So let's go. Gimel. Aval basa tohara b'cholov temeya. Lashon hatur, el basa tohara b'cholov kehema temeya. Oh, basa temeya b'cholov tohara. Ubasa chaya v'yoyf afilu b'cholov tohara. Enu elemi de rabbonin amud abishu b'hano at kan lishono. The base yosef eses kasha, shalashon enu machuven hu. The mashkel, you see how much they were mechavin to each other. The Taz and Shah is unbelievable. No, enu elmi the rabbanan lo matzi koi elu lechayev v'yoyif becholof tohira the ila basa tohira becholof temei oivcha lo ashkechan chasru chachamim ba'achila mishum basa becholof the gamlo hayoyin lo asro midivrayim. They're just reading the base yoyz of kasha that it no find anywhere and there's no reason to do it to make a Iser drabon and a bosser becholov on the tamei with tohira. Shekva asam over oimed minat tohira mishum bosser tamei or cholov tamei at kan lishono. So he quoted the tour. He quoted the base Yosef lachach tikin kan haloshon. So he says he did write the change of loshon over here. The yofek kivein and he's going that way. Elisha habach he singalov, but the bach did ask the question. Upirish tatur also lashmeina. Now also want to see the chashivas of the bach. I mean, to the fact that the Shach can't move without answering up. This is like important to him. Normally, this is the type of topic that the Taz would take up because he's very open with the Shver, has an opinion, plus the fact that he goes back away to the tour. But you see that in this issue, the Shach also felt that the Bach had to be taken seriously. There would be a difference, according to Bach, between the Chaticha Naseis Nevela. You'd say Chaticha Naseis Nevela if it were Basa B'cholav. And therefore, there's a reason to call it Basa B'cholav Midarabonin, even though it was Asa Midaraisa to eat it. The Eino Elav Basa B'cholav. According to Rabbeinu Ephraim, according to the Tur, it's only by Basa B'cholav that you say Chanan, Chaticha Naseis Nevela. The Chaylin in Chatiho this carpet, he also made a distinction according to the Bach. The Chayn Pirish Aprisha, Ulafize Afilo de Lidan, the Kaimalan Hanan Becholi Surim, Ayanafkusa Bedova Lein, Masha Kasav Harab Bohogo in Simon Sadi Beis, Siif Dalit Ayen Sham, which will take a second to look over here. Okay? So he says, we have a Nafkamina today. Sadi Beis, Sif Kotni. It says Sif Dalit. Now, we don't have time to go through it, but we basically do not hold. We hold you say Chanan, Chaticha Naseis Nevela, Bishar Isurim, a Gezeira Otu Basa Becholov. But on page 404, they have the old style. It brings the Ramor. The last three lines, the famous thing. In this arev iso lach last five lines. In this arev iso lach behetel lach liachach nizarev hakol behetel achev v'yein tzrich makshishim neged aiso chenafal yesh lesmoich alzeh b'shar iso matzorach hefse gadol avalo b'basa b'cholov. With this arev yavish b'yavish. Okay, so the Ramor paskins. We have makel to follow that we don't say chaticha naseis nevela by shari surim by lach delach the hepsa meruba. So if it will be basa b'cholov, then with no kula whatsoever. If it was a case of shari surim, let's say the chaylev into the potato, says the Ramor, we have to consider the entire potato like Iser, But had it been lach de lach, a liquid into a liquid, and it would be not basa b'chol of shilas, then the halacha would be hefse beruba, I would make them. So for us, there's a nafka mina, even to us, who do not hold, who hold that there's basa, that there's chadicha razed available by shari surin, but for us, there's a nafka mina between shari surin and basa b'chol. Okay, that's what. Right, the Bailey, but this particular, but no, but no, this. No, but what's all? Let's go back one step. The old question we always ask, for there's a few people who came in new, so we always ask the old question: how could you be matir and iser for hefsa meruba? If it's usser, it's usser whether it's hefsa meruba, hefsa katzas, or no hefsa at all. So the answer is: what's the bottom line? The bottom line is that that there are more holes. In essence, like Rabbeinu Ephraim, that you don't say Chaticha Naseis Nevela Bishari Surim. Because if you would say it Bishari Surim, if he holds unilaterally, then Hefsa Meruba is not going to help you. A big loss is nothing. Like we were talking about before, this question of who's going to lose money. So you can't be Matir and Iser. The answer is, the answer is that really there are more holes like Rabbeinu Ephraim, but we're machmir bishari surim, except lach balach hefse beruba. Otherwise, you can't deal with this shaila. That's the whole way the Shulchan Aruch is set up. That if you can't be matir and iser, so if it's mutter b'diavad behefse beruba, it means innately that's the din, and we're machmir when there's no hefse beruba. But the din is the bottom line is the bottom line. You can't change the bottom line. If it really is usher, min adin, whoever's crying in the next room doesn't matter. The halacha is the halacha. Go raise money for them. But if there's a way out, it means that the really alpi halacha, the halacha is the other way. So in essence, says the Shach, we ourselves agree that there's a nafka mina b'zman hazeh between basa b'chalav and shari surim for gabi chaticha naseis nevel. Okay, we continue. What? Yeah. Next week is the. Yeah, then the following week we won't learn. Next week we will learn. We're just going to finish off this shach again, and then we'll stop. Okay, we're going to try to finish the shach.
But the point is, even though it's rabbanon, we still may spend the rice and basa b'chalav the rice.
Of course. In other words, I'm arguing on the Bach. There's nobody mentioning this. And we can't be that this particular halacha cannot exist, says the Shach, without having been mentioned earlier. That the Bach was mecharish the whole thing. And appreciate it. It's not. You have to have. This has been would have to have been spelled out earlier. The Gamlu Yishtami, the Chami Aposkim, the Chsov Kain, the Gamli Perish Rashi, and the Ran. He brings that same Rashi. See, Mashma Lehedi, the Lesbahu Isam Yishum Basa B'Chol of Klal, Afilu Min Rabbanan. There's no reason to place an Isam Basa B'Chol of even the Rabbanan on such a thing. The Gam Ein Tam Klal Shachachamim Yasru Yishum Basa B'Chol of. There's no reason. There's no logic. The Bishlama Basaif. When we were talking about Basaif, like Rashi was talking about the Shaykh Shapir Gezeira, there could be a Gezeira on Basaif because Shema Yuaychlim Basaif Cholov. If you'd eat Basaif together with Cholov, if you eat it, Hayuaychlim Gamkin Basa Behem Cholov. People are going to make a mistake. Rav came to Tatlfush. Well, that's the thing, how you pronounce it. The Gemara brings down Rav Ikla the Tatlfush. And he heard people discussing how much milk do you need for a quarter pound of meat. I couldn't believe it's how he is. People were cooking basa b'chalav. He says, how could it be? And he investigated, and what was it? Chal. Chal, people were eating chal. Chal is milk and meat in it. It says squeeze out the milk, but so maybe they cooked it with the milk in it. So that milk with the meat, so they saw people eating milk. So they thought you had milk is okay. So the next guy, a next woman, she says, how much milk do you need to cook a quarter pound of meat? In other words, it already became, so he asked eating chal kol ikar in that town. So you see that that's what you had to do. People could be misled in eating, and the visual was there, so they're going to make a mistake. I think if you can eat chicken and milk, you can eat meat and milk. Look at the cause of a Rambam shot. Aval ma inyan ligzor shabosa behema tohoira becholov temeyo yivcho. Yes, or mishum bosa becholov. What would be the gain to say that bosa becholov will go on the din of tamei as well? I have the one to be choshish. The cave in the Balavachi Osir, it had at Salem, the store that I bought the meat on. You see, it's a pig's meat. So therefore, there's no reason to make a mistake. If people will see pig's milk and they see pigs and pig, who's going to make the mistake? The Zen Nireh Kavanas HaBeis Yosef, the Masha Kasov, the Gam Lohaya Inyila Osro. So he's saying that that's what the Beis Yosef meant when he said those few words. There's no reason to ask it. The low kamosha kosa b'loshan habach, not like the Bach writes. Talk for osu b'achila min ha-toyra. L'hutzruchu l'gzor alav. There's no reason at all to have done it. The haven sh'abeis Yosef b'olomad, the ein naf gemina b'dova, im hu osu mishum b'osu b'cholov olav. He thought, the Bach, that the Beis Yosef was saying, I can't think of a nafkamina. So you can't think of a nafkamina? I'll give you a couple. So he says, no, that's not what the Beis Yosef meant altogether, says the Shah. The Beis Yosef meant there's no purpose for Chazal to institute it. Of course I can think of nafkaminas. If I can think of my kasha why do we have an eighth day and we light the candles 8 nights? So I can think of a lot of the tevuotzim for the kashas. It wasn't the problem. The problem was there's no reason to do it. That's what he says over here. The lohayo inyan lo osro. Inyan means a reason. Inyan doesn't mean no way to ask the nafkamina. No, it means an inyan lo osro. So the Bach says, well, I got a few nafkaminas for you. You couldn't think of a nafkamina, I'll give you a few. That's the way the halacha reads, the Bishagam Shechaticha Uliskabed, Gufe Havin the Rabbanan. Chaticha Uliskabed itself is only the Rabbanan. You see, he walked out, actually, that's exactly what it says over here. Well, Chaman Simon Kuf Yud, Gamadri Shekosu Besoif Devorov. So therefore it comes out that both the Shach and the Taz agree with the way the Beis Yosef wrote it over here in Mechaber. It's only this one Bach and the Prisha who had a different approach.
He himself is not sure that it is,
huh? No, he thought that there was, we saw one piece where he redacted it. But he does discuss it in a different piece where, you know, there should be nafkaminas. But bottom line, it's not no gear to us at all. And we obviously don't hold as an Isa of Hanor. But in Mashra from here, there shouldn't be an Isa of Bishul. So I don't have time to go through whatever I plan to do today. There's plenty I plan to do. But one halacha I'd like to do with you in the Piskei Tshuva. Yeah. But there is one thing you should see here. It's Ois Ches. In the Piskei Tshuva. I really had planned to do more, but time doesn't allow. We'll have to do it next time. Ayein b'sefer chamude Daniel, shekosov the mutal levasheil basal le'oyvei kechavim b'kedera shel cholov eino ben yomo. If you know that the kedera was not used for 24 hours for cholov, very simple, you come and you know it's a milchik akeli. I mean, first of all, goy is a difference between milchiks and fleishiks. We're going to take up in a second. But let's say, what?
It's his
keli? Let's make a difference. Let's say it's yours. Right. Let's say you know it's a chalif. It's really chalif ve'ena ben yamo. So therefore, can I cook up fleishiks in that pot? I'll throw out the pakash of the pot afterwards. But could I cook up fleishiks for him? Is there an Easter of bishul and hanor given to the goy? Eino bas, he said, eino ben yamo, the kol she'e.
The guy's meat.
The question isn't whether it's his meat or not. The question is, you're also to do bishul even if it's his meat. You can't do bishul b'chol for somebody.
It's kosher meat. I'm not sure what you said.
You're missing the point. Kosher meat means that it's a cow and not a pig, but it could be an avela. It could be his meat that he bought in a tray for butcher store.
Okay.
But it doesn't make a difference for us, as far as we're concerned. Bishul Basa B'chol would apply.
Right.
But here's a big thing we're seeing here, that in the in using an Eino Ben Yomo Keli to cook up meat, the kosher Eino Asa Rak Mi the Rabbanon Lo Gazru B'Bishul V'Hano. In other words, I can't eat this because I'm not allowed to do this, to cook in this fleishik pot. I mean, look at the pot, cook fleishiks. But there's no Easter or Bishul and Hano over here. The Kan Leka Maris Ayin, the Miyo Deya Imhu Kedeva Shal Basar, or Shal Cholov. I don't know which Kaili you're using. Mikomakom Yesh Lahachmir, me the cause of Ramo Basif Zavav, the Osa Lachtois. The Efshir Mishum de Mitchilo Hayo Cholov Gomor. So the question is like this: when he's talking about lechates, I'm not sure exactly how the chamudit meal is setting it up. Why? Because the chamudit, because he was referring to the ramor, which is in sif vav, long ramor in sif vav, and in that place the ramor says that you can't stir underneath you can't stir the coals under a pot that the goy put on the stove, because it may have bus of a cold in it. But that's again getting to whose pot it was. If it was a goy's pot, so it could have busa and cholov already in it. Both in there. And then you do bishul busa of a cholov. It seems the way the Chanun and Neil is discussing it, it's just a question of whether there was cholov in it. So it's a little bit different. The bekitzer, what you see over here is that A, you shouldn't cook for the goy in an Eino Ben Yomo pot, and yet, because we anyway hold that you have to treat an Eino Ben Yomo a gzeira atu ben yomo. We can't lechatchila cook in an Eino Ben Yomo pot. We're not allowed to do that. Cook plechuk in an Eino Ben Yomo pot. But lemaisa, the food would be pyre, would be cooked with meat, would be kosher. But the evidence is kosher. The Yeretz Kosher, the Shal is, I'm not allowed to do it because of a Gezeira Otu. There's a Gezeira on me that I have to treat an Eino Ben Yomo like a Ben Yomo. So Nafkamina, I told you in the Kashrus field, amazing thing, they all use Soymech on it in some cases, but it's a backup, really, a sniff lahakil. They say Rav Moshe was matir in the following case, that a Goyish company, if you can't, let's say, heat it to 212 and you want to, you couldn't get it, even Kabbalah Kafpolti. You try to get Kabbalah Kafpolti, you're not sure if you got Kabbalah Kafpolti. So at least you could be Seimech that a Goy, there's no Isur of Eino Ben Yomo. So if it's a Goyish company, and he's making kosher products, for halachically they're going to come out kosher. The question is, can I let him make them, and using his treif equipment that's Eino Ben Yomo, clean? Eino Ben Yomo, though, for treif. So, I'm supposed to try to kasher. And I try to kasher to the best of my ability. But if I can't do my normal methods of kashering, I could be soymech that there's no din for a goy to kasher as kalim. Because had you not given hashgacha, you just walked by afterwards and seen the production was kosher, you could take it home. So now you were there and you gave your hashgacha, so is it a change? It's a goyish company. Still, in all, they'll do the koshering to whatever extent they can do. But they always have a backup. I didn't have a chance to go through with you. You have another minute. I'm going to just...
If it comes to his company, they have a problem.
Yeah. I want to do this for Yad Ephraim. Apropos of the discussion we had last time on the Radbaz, is Yad Ephraim on the page. It starts, Mutarim B'Bishul V'Hanor, page Kuf Peites, Mutarim B'Bishul V'Hanor, Ayem Beheita. Remember, if you remember the Radbaz was discussing this question about the sugar, they added milk to it. And there was no shishim against the milk. And still he allowed it to be used in fleishika cooking. Again, there's a milk in the sugar and you're allowed to use it in cooking flesh. And we were discussing what in which way did it get out of it? was it sugar and he added it to water and meat, or was it water that was used in the cooking of sugar and somehow it changed? So the Yad Ephraim is more clear on this topic. Ayin beheitev umashe kasava b'shem haradvaz upri chodosh isigalav ubishar mitzvahs rabbeinu rabbeinu chaim vital pashas mishpatim kosev ra'isi machmirim shalola chol hasukar hanasa mikonim. They used to use from the sugar canes besukim in boser. You can't use the sugar from the sugar cane. Yad Ephraim, four lines. Kuf pei tes. Page kuf pei tes. Page kuf pei tes. Halfway down in Yad Ephraim, it starts mutar mebishav anom in the second line now. The fisha umnin melavnim osom ayidei shemaarvim boi chol of izin. They whiten it by adding some milk, goat's milk. I saw my Rebbe. I know you don't believe this, but that's what he saw his Rebbe do. Now he's going to explain the Radvaz. Watch the words of the Radvaz now. El Shaharadvaz hitir af below mayim. The Radvaz was matir to take the sugar as it was and cook it up and eat it with meat. Sha'afalpi she'ein hasukar levad shishim, even though the sugar itself doesn't have 60 against the milk that was added to it. Now this is the interesting thing. The fi she'acholav mismayet al yedei ha'or v'hasukar eino mismayet. Unbelievable. He says the sugar, they added sugar, I'm sorry, milk to the sugar, and they started out with 2% milk to 98% sugar, which is not the shear of bittul. But says the Radvaz, that's how they started out. But you know how they ended up? They ended up with a lower percentage of milk than it boiled out. And that's what the prach's kasha is. The prach's kasha is that what? That you go after the beginning. Who's saying you're a malach to know that the milk didn't, you know, got evaporated and this and that? The milk was absorbed into the sugar. It could be that it got absorbed in the beginning. It doesn't come out anymore. And you have to go after what we start with. We cannot touch malachim to be able to figure out what the result of the percentages will be. We have to start out with the beginning percentages. Like in every shaila, if you know that, you have to have mitchil sof bittul b'shishim. Now that's a real basim cholam. You have to have bittul b'shishim in the beginning and bittul b'shishim at the end, and every step along the way. If you don't have bittul b'shishim at the end, you blew it. If you don't have bittul b'shishim in the beginning, you blew it. There's no such thing. Now with cholam, you don't have that problem because the sugar was kosher. You only have to know what percentage you have in there. But says the Pri Chodesh, it's impossible to start figuring out this idea of dissipation in the air and the gases and everything. We're going to have to say that what you see is what you got. You had 2% milk, that's what you got. You can't prove it otherwise. So I think it's like you fellows were saying last time, that the question was, in the actual cooking of the sugar, when they made the sugar, they started with more ingredients that were 2%, but in the processing of sugar, maybe it disappeared. And the Radvaz wants to say that it should have disappeared. That's the whole discussion. I'm not going to get lost in it, and I will stop here.